Came to the block, make it all stop. Changing up the block.
The Flycast, episode 3, bitches.
Check, check, check. Mike.
Mike. All right, guys. Back. The Flycast, episode 3, right on time.
We're here. Never.
We did it.
We haven't missed a beat.
We haven't. We just kept going. We're still in the same spot we've always been.
Yeah, this is 3 weeks straight now.
Yeah. Still got the concentrate coffee.
Oh, that'll never change.
Yeah. Just everything is how it was meant to have been.
Nothing's changed here. Just another week.
Yep. Just another week.
Same location.
Yeah. Same stuff going on in life.
Yep.
Still both. We definitely haven't gotten into a fight since then.
It wasn't a fight. We have a lot to cover.
We do. Let's get all the way back. What? All right. The last thing was before Atlanta. So how was your Atlanta experience? let's talk about that.
All right. Jeez. This was what? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Atlanta for me was the same as every event. I go to these events, I shake hands, kiss babies, and I do it for the fans, you know. Atlanta was fun for me. I don't know if people have realized by now, but these events for me are like not necessarily my vacation, but more of Here in the house, we don't do much. We don't go out much. We don't do much here. We kind of, not necessarily to say that we work the whole time or anything like that. It's just we're around the same people every single day. We don't leave the house much at all. And so these events to me are kind of like just like a getaway kind of thing. And besides events, I don't drink alcohol. I don't go out to clubs and all that stuff. So when I do go to these events, it's just one big party. And that's pretty much what I did in Atlanta. Yeah, just like every other event.
You went hard.
Get kind of, not to influence anyone to get messed up.
Yeah.
Or to do anything you shouldn't, but that's
pretty much what
I do at these events. But I make sure I show up to the venue at least once.
And every time you're not at the venue, because I don't go to events to do that, I specifically go. Well, I mean, obviously I go and I turn up, but I don't.
Not as much.
Yeah,
you have other stuff to worry about as well.
I have like responsibilities. Yeah. So I have to be up at like, especially since the guys got knocked into losers bracket so early, I was up at like 9 o'clock on Sunday, and I didn't leave the venue until like, it was like 11 p.m. or something like that. It was like crazy.
Because you came to one of those, what was it, Friday night?
Yeah.
That like house party or whatever?
Yeah,
you came there, but you had to,
I couldn't
you were
drink.
Just chilling.
I was just hanging out.
For a little
looking
bit.
Looking at everybody else just being lunatics. Literally lunatics. But yeah, just it's while I'm at the venue working and everything, and then people are coming up to me and talking to me and stuff. They're always like, Where's Nick? And I'm like, I understand you guys. Like, I know you guys think that we are always together, but like at events, it's different. At events, like I know you're there, but I just never see you ever,
right.
Except randomly at like 3 a.m.
like nighttime.
And I'm like, how have you been? And you're always like, I'm good, man.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah. But yeah, Atlanta was fun. It was actually the first event that my two buddies, Blake and George, have been to. And I've been in real life friends with them since I was like 14, so it was cool to introduce them to everybody. We roomed together.
Yeah, I think they had a good time.
Yeah,
for fun. Their first event.
Yep.
Because people kind of know who they are anyways.
Yeah,
just from your team summertime stuff.
Yeah, from the streams.
So it's not like they weren't complete strangers. And
yeah,
so yeah, it was fun.
And Blake's all cleared up on the, because for a while he was like, I literally don't think Nick likes me. And I was like, to be honest, I don't know. Like I wanted to comfort him and be like, nah, it's cool, he likes you, but I didn't know if you liked him.
Oh no, of course I do. You can't like not like Blake.
That's true.
Should we like explain of why Yeah, I mean, obviously we can't go in detail.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about it before.
Oh, have we?
Well, yeah, in one of my vlogs. But yeah, we should probably talk about it again.
Okay, for anyone that doesn't know, Hitch's IRL friend, Blake, was at the house at one point.
Yeah.
Long story short, everyone has their conversations that should be kept private. Off and we camera. Were off camera. Yes. And we were having one of those conversations. And we were just in the car heading somewhere. I forget. But it was like me, Blake, Hitch. Someone else was in there.
Aaron, Ace.
Ace? Yeah. Ace was in there. But we were just having one of those talks that should remain off camera. But not to go into detail, Blake had Hitch's camera and was recording the car ride just to get like...
the reactions and stuff.
Yeah, just to get some kind of footage.
Because we were laughing hysterically while we were talking. Cause I forgot what he was even about, to be honest. But I just know it wasn't supposed to be on camera.
Yeah, but he was just randomly recording, not literally just recording the voices.
Yeah.
And I was, as we were talking about all this stuff that should remain off camera, I see him like, because Blake carries around a camera as well.
Yeah.
So I thought it was his camera and he was recording. And I just like hear the flick on and like the sound of like, like the sound of him like starting recording. And I'm like, wait a second. So I kind of like stopped talking and I'm like, I'm not really sure what that was, but it seemed a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he, not that he, I don't know. It just seemed weird at the time that like while we started talking about that stuff that he started recording. Yeah.
And then the worst thing you did.
So I brought it up to
Seth.
Out
of everyone, you told Seth that. Yeah. And Seth is the most paranoid person when it comes to being exposed.
I was like, you know what was weird earlier? I was with Hidgen and I like explained to Seth the whole story. And then, but I wasn't like worried about it because it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Like, he wouldn't do that. But it was just weird at the time. And then, of course, Seth comes to
Seth just runs with it. Seth was like, so I heard your friend is a snake. That's how I got woken up the next day.
Yeah.
So I heard your friend is a snake.
Your best friend.
Yeah. And I was like, before you keep going, just be very careful about what you say. Because, like, I don't know. People talking shit about my homies, it's just like, don't do that. And Seth is like very passionate about not getting exposed. And so he just kind of ran with it. And then ever since then, it was kind of like a funny thing. Cause Blake called you and apologized or whatever after that.
Like on the phone the next morning.
And so, and so everything was fun, like fine after that. But then there was like a funny, like Blake the snake and stuff. So if you ever hear.
Now, like, I'll see Blake in a chat and use like a little snake emoji at him or something like that.
So if you ever see. Nick called Blake the snake. That's where it comes from. But yeah, other than that, Atlanta, BTH was there, showed up in full force except for Lethal.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Ace, ABG always. Yeah. I don't know if I could go, well, I would, but I don't know how an event would be without him.
I feel the same way. When Aaron and Brad said, you know, we're not going to go, there was a part of me that was like, this is going
to
be
I was
weird.
About to not go.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured you weren't
gonna. Because I didn't buy my ticket until they like.
Look how you're sitting.
I didn't buy my ticket until they bought theirs.
Yeah, that's how.
Or until like they confirmed they were going.
Yeah.
So.
But those, I mean, they're always super fun.
Yeah.
There was one night we could probably just go ahead and talk about this. It was me, George. Blake, APG, and Nick, and we were all just sitting there talking, and then what? And you said something like, "You're like, yeah, I've been meditating recently," and then Brad goes, "We should meditate right now," and so we set up my laptop on a chair, and we were all sleeping in the beds.
Forgot about that.
We turned on the meditation music or the meditation like segment, and then we just all stared at the ceiling, and then that's how we all fell asleep. Was meditating at night. People probably think
like, I forgot about
we go
that.
To these events and like super turn up and have crazy interesting stories when in reality we're just meditating in hotel beds.
What night was that? That was Friday night. That was my, because Thursday I went hard.
Oh,
and then Thursday, I like couldn't go hard Friday. Thursday I went hard, so hard that I couldn't go hard Friday, so yeah. We would just like chilled.
Can we talk about Thursday?
What happened? The it's all a blur at this point.
Thursday was let's hit spark notes. Thursday was the night that Mike got into some stuff. Thursday was the night that Hex's birthday. So that is the last time Hex has had an alcoholic beverage right. up to this
point. All I remember is seeing him like in spurts throughout the night.
I woke up. I don't know if we can. I'm going to say it anyway. I woke up with, I hadn't checked my phone like all night because I was just like hanging out with people and chilling and stuff. And so I checked my phone before I go to bed, and I was, you know, we were going fairly hard, so I just didn't check my phone. And so I was just looking at my phone like this, just imagine. And it's a text, 3 texts from Hector. And I'm like, oh crap, what's going on? It's like 3 a.m. And there was 2 back-to-back texts at midnight that said, yo, I don't know what's happening. And then it said, my brother is fucked. That's what it said.
What?
And then 3 hours later at 3 a.m., it was like, all right, I'm good. That was the 3 texts I got from Hector.
Yeah, I would be, especially getting that text from Hex.
Yeah, I was because like I was reading the first two, and I like kind of sobered up real quick, and then it was like, all right, I'm good, I'm safe, is what it basically was saying. Yeah. And I was like, oh well, I guess he's good.
Yeah, now. If I got that text from Hex, I'd be worried.
Yeah, but so that was the same night. Randomly, you and I and Pomage and Mike hung out with Zoe Berger.
Zoe and Abigail.
Abigail.
Yeah, that was night, fun.
Which was fun.
Dude, it was. They were.
And Kieran. And
at least Zoe was not different than what I thought, but definitely. Like, she was so. She acted like I knew her when I never met her or spoke to her in my life. Like, she was so, like, friendly.
Right.
Yeah. It was weird. Yeah, it was, like, cool.
Yeah, no. She definitely. Like once she realizes that like you understand the mentality of her, you know, like they're kind of those two are kind of like a little extreme. But once you understand like their thing and like their humor and what they do, and they know you're not being like a creep, then they just click really well. Yeah. So it was fun hanging out with them. That was the only night I saw them. I didn't see them at all after that.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know they like left and went to like Canada in the middle of, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I think they went to Toronto like randomly, but yeah. So we hung out with them, and then that was the same night you guys left me in the bathroom for 2 hours.
A lot of,
yeah,
that was crazy.
Thursday night was just wild. Yeah. And Thursday nights at events are always pretty wild. But then we kind of settled down.
Cause the last thing I remember, the last probably like 4 hours of that night, all I remember is like literally pictures. I just have pictures. I don't remember getting from place to place. I just remember being at place to place. Like I remember being in the club.
Yes.
And then I don't remember how, I don't know where we went after that. Then I remember being in the hotel lobby, seeing Hex. Then from there, I remember being in Waffle House at like 5 a.m.
I literally just had an epiphany. I forgot we went to Waffle House.
Yeah. And then from Waffle House, I don't remember how, but I'm awake the next day. Yeah. And that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah. I didn't drink enough water that night. Friday was definitely a kind of a struggle for me.
I used to be so good at that. Like making sure I drink a bunch of water and eat. But at events, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. You can, this is a weird kind of like a weird thing that we get to do. We have internet friends. Like we have friends and some of us have internet, like significant others. And so like people, this is their one chance to actually hang out with these people. Yeah. Whereas like, you know, like my buddies from school when I was in high school, like we would hang out all the time and then we'd go out all the time. And it was just like a casual, like always just going. Yeah. Like not going really,
but it's
hard.
Not like a yeah.
But then
it's
when
not
you
like
get
a
to
celebration,
see your, yeah, when you get to see your friends that you don't see except once every 3 months, then you're like, this is our chance. We gotta go. And so we kind of go a little hard.
That's pretty much like how it is for me seeing Brad and Aaron. Usually it's like a me, Brad, Aaron, TJ.
Yeah.
kind of thing. Yeah. But like TJ wasn't there. So it's like once I see them, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
We all know. We all know what to do.
Yeah. And it gets fun. Speaking of Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be there.
What?
Events mess up my schedule. Like I was on point.
Yeah,
with my workflow.
We were doing well.
And then
it just went.
And then an event okay. Actually, next subject. We can talk about the podcast. Why did it just take 2 weeks?
Yeah. We can talk about that.
We can just blame someone.
Yeah, let's just
Should we?
Let's just
He might get angry that we blame him.
Who? Hex?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, Hex is so used to being blamed.
Oh, all right. Well, let's just blame him.
Yeah, no, it was so we thought we were going to have time in Atlanta to do the Optic podcast. So Hex packed up all the stuff, shipped it to Atlanta, and then the guys lost so early in loser's bracket that we were not able to do basically anything on Saturday and anything on Sunday because I was always in the venue. And then the people that Hex wanted to do the podcast with, which is like Adam Epicella and people from MLG and then some other like casters. And then he wanted to do one with Killa, Miracles, and Damon, which really? Would be the best podcast.
Yeah, that would
like the that old Optic or one. The old Impact Squad. So we couldn't do any of those because everyone was always busy. There was no downtime. It was the busiest event I've shot in probably 2 years. So he rented a room for $500, like a place where they do like presentations and stuff. He rented that room for $500, set up the podcast stuff, and then never went back in there because we didn't have time, and then left all the podcast equipment Man. There. And so he had to call the...
So there it is. The cat's out of the bag.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I mean, it's not like... Yeah, it's just whatever. Yeah. It was actually a good idea on his part to rent a room, have a podcast set up and everything. But we get back and he's like, shit, I forgot all the podcast stuff. So the hotel packages it all up, sends it to us. And within that time, we had nothing else to really do it on. We're kind of making excuses. We could have gotten sound recorders.
Well, no,
we could have gotten other stuff.
But, yeah, true. But well, it was like all that we could have, because we talked about it. We were like, should we do that? And then Hex is like, all that stuff will be here tomorrow. And then all that stuff showed up. And then it was like, all right, let's do it tonight. And then we go to do it. And then it's like, oh, wait, we don't have the wires.
Yeah, we don't have the cables.
We don't have the cables. And then it was like, we asked Hex, where's the cables? And then he tells us, oh, they're in the back of my car.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we'll get them tomorrow. Podcast will be up tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Next day comes, Hex comes. He comes over with the cables, but they're still in his car. Like, we didn't get them out. And then he ends up leaving, and it's like, shit, we forgot the cables.
Yeah.
Podcast, not tonight, podcast tomorrow.
That happens so often in YouTube to the point where I've just stopped giving people something to look forward to, as bad as that sounds.
And then it's like the next day when we get the cables, it's like you have to edit smooth or like like that. And then it's just like...
Yeah, it's just constant.
You're one that reads comments.
I am.
Probably more than anyone.
Yeah, I am.
And actually like consider kind of what... Yeah, lets it get to you, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I've always been that person that first thing I do, I just hit R and enter and it's all up on the right. It's like the Reddit Optic.
The thing I always tell myself is people that I like, you know what's funny is I just thought about how I form sentences.
You know what's
how
funny?
How I pause.
You should not have said that. Yeah,
All right. But, all right, people that comment in the comment section on YouTube, I just look at them, especially negative shit. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, only negative shit. If you comment, like, positive shit, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. But people that comment negative stuff, I just look at it and I'm like, do I know any cool people in real life that I would hang out with, be friends with, that are on YouTube saying negative stuff in comment sections?
Yeah.
No, I don't. So 99% of the time, I probably want to be this guy's friend anyway, so I don't care what he says.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Like, no one cool that I know would ever be caught in a YouTube section leaving negative comments.
That's
therefore I really don't care what they say.
That's a very good way of putting it. And just, I don't know. Just I do need to stop. It's something that I thought I would grow out of whenever I first.
Oh, you've been. This is your whole.
It's how I've always been. Yeah. I don't know. I just when I got into the house and I started uploading vlogs and stuff, it was like the first negative thing that happened. I was just like, holy shit. Because there was so much hype around like a new guy in the house and a new guy who actually vlogs like every day about crazy stuff.
And then they also love you when you first get here.
And then it turns. And then it turns.
I mean, dude. I don't know. I remember I first moved in. When I first moved in, I remember I'd get 1,000 likes before I'd. Sometimes I get 1,000 likes, zero dislikes. And now it's like, if I can reach a couple hundred likes without seeing a dislike, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
The haters are asleep or something.
I mean, it is what it is. It's like, I don't know. The two of us kind of work relative. Actually, no, everybody in the house has like hot streaks too.
Yeah.
Like whenever you first move in, it's like a super hot streak. Like you're just going and you have like so much, you know, momentum. And then something happens, it throws you off for a little bit. Then that's when they just attack. They're just like, oh, he's not feeling good today. You're lazy. You're a piece of shit. If I was in your position, I would rule the world. Yeah. And then
if you were in my position.
Yeah. Wait, what? What
did I say? No, just I hate people who say that.
Yeah. Dude.
Like
it's like, I don't know. It's very
hard. It's so easy to say.
I've been on both sides of it. You know, I watched Optic videos for 4 years before I even started doing videos in the community.
Yeah.
So I know kind of what it feels like to be on the other side and be like, man, that is the life. Like that is,
if you know better than me. Position,
yeah. Cause
I didn't watch anything.
Yeah. You just kind of got thrown into it.
Yeah. I threw myself into it.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
It was weird. Cause back then they didn't even, now it's like daily uploading is a thing. Like back then it was kind of Skump and Nade Shot.
Yeah.
And then there was just like the Big T Embo's Flame Sword kind of doing like videos every now and then. Yeah. But it was just like, it wasn't like a YouTuber kind of house thing.
Yeah. It was more of like a, cause I think it originally started as like a streaming.
Yeah. It was house. Like a streaming team house.
Yeah. That's like,
And I moved in when that was kind of ending and like Nate Shot was like moving out,
on his way out
and all that stuff. Yeah. So it was like when I moved in, it was kind of not dead at all, but it was like when I moved in, it was like things were just changing.
Right.
Like YouTube, when I first moved in, I would upload like pretty much every now and then whenever I felt like it, I guess. Yeah. I didn't like consider myself a YouTuber. I was like on the Halo team and I just took that as my job. Me and Flamesword just practicing and streaming and stuff like that. Yeah. But like even the whole house, like people weren't daily uploading. It wasn't like a thing. It wasn't a thing to wake up and make a video, get a video out.
Yeah.
I think Bose was still competing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I moved in, it wasn't even like that. And then as time went on, it turned. Hex didn't ever make videos.
That's true.
I didn't even see Hex when I first moved in. I would see Hex maybe once a week. That's so
blows
weird.
My mind. Yeah.
It's so weird to think about now.
Blows my mind.
Because now it's every single day you will see Hex.
Yeah. I haven't not seen Hex.
But yeah, it's definitely changed a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy. So like whenever I'm on the other side of things and I'm just watching the videos, and I'm just like, you know, I guess I can't understand the. I don't know. For me, it was more like, man, I would love to be in that position. Whereas people that are like angry whenever I don't upload or whenever something's off, you know, with me, and then they just come at me and just say, if I was in your position, then I would kill it harder than you are. And I'm just like, for me, I'm like, it's like
so easy to say,
like very, very, very easy to say. But whenever, you know, whenever people are roasting you because you haven't uploaded a vlog, when literally all I've been doing the whole day is sitting in front of a Mac, like
people
looking for vision content, like it's just, I don't
not
know.
Not to say that stocking shelves was easier, but it was definitely less stressful.
It was easier. I think it was easier.
Well, yeah, it was easier.
I think showing, This is going to like probably make a lot of people upset, but showing up to
work. Well, it shouldn't, because we lived. That's true. Someone said to me, they were like, you've never even had a job. And I was like, I'm pretty sure at 5, 6. Like, I'm like counting all the jobs I had from when I was 16.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I have. Yeah. I know both sides of it.
Same. Yeah. It's like showing up, like having a schedule. Looking at the schedule, showing up at a certain time, clocking in, clocking out, and then all of that stress from, like, whenever you leave a job, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But whenever you're here, whenever you're thinking about different ways to entertain people, because, like, that's the job. It's like, how are you supposed to entertain
people? It's like, it's
very...
It's not even full-time. It's all day, every day.
24-7. It's all that's always in your mind.
You look at Twitter, it's just like... Fans either saying positive stuff or negative stuff.
Yeah.
You every single day when you have a regular job, it's like, sure, there might be some office
drama.
Drama. Okay. There might be some office drama, or Sherry said Jim's cute and then Jim's girl found out. But like now it's like you wake up, refresh your Twitter. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you get shit-talked every single day.
Yeah.
You get criticized every single day. You wake up to cameras in front of your face.
Yeah.
It's such a different lifestyle that, like, you can't judge it unless... You just can't judge it, period.
Yeah, you can't... Yeah. Even, like, YouTuber to YouTuber, like... you know, streamer to streamer, you can't even judge what they're going through either, because it's all so different. Everybody has a different lifestyle and a different way of doing things. And it's like, you know, because people can be like, oh, Lyric's not trying because he doesn't have a face cam. And it's like, if you've said that before and now look at him, like he's the biggest streamer or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone has their own way of doing things. And eventually, if that way is meant, you know, if they work hard enough and it's going to pop off, then it will. And so I don't know. I don't even know how we got into this, but
yeah, I don't either.
But yeah, so Smooth sucked this week.
Well, that's every week, isn't it?
Oh man. But I don't know. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just, we had that one day here in Chicago. We had one day this past week. It was like 60 degrees. I was outside in a shorts and a t-shirt, and I was like, Smooth's about to be epic. That was in my head. I was like, Smooth's about to get epic again. We're about to go outside. We're about to start doing the stuff in the backyard again. Aaron's here. He just got here, so I won't have to, you know, send footage to him if he is going to help out with Smooth. And then 2 days later, it's snowing. So.
And I'm sick.
Yeah.
I didn't get to enjoy this week at all.
That's true. I forgot.
Like, the nicest week that probably this place will ever have. And during wintertime, I'm the most sick that I've been in forever.
Yeah.
Like, they can probably... I'm sure there's, like, sniffling all on the mic and everything, but...
They're used to it.
Yeah, I guess they are.
But, yeah, we can talk about your hat.
Check it. Eat the banana.
So, I guess we can talk about this in the podcast. I actually bought Nick that hat. He hasn't said thank you, but I did.
Should we?
So we should probably. Never mind.
You know what we could talk about? Actually, there's another thing I'm not sure if we can talk about.
What?
Seth?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know how into detail you want to talk about it, but. Seth moved out.
So, you got a new room. So, we got beef.
Yeah, we can talk. Okay. Nick and I got into an argument. Kind of. Not even an argument.
Yeah, it wasn't an argument. It was just like...
Okay, I'll explain it. So, I woke up. I was in my room, laying in bed, watching Netflix, and... Or no, I was in my room playing H1Z1. That doesn't even matter. I was playing H1Z1. I get a knock on the door. Bo's like, yo, are you streaming? I was like, no. He said, hey, so Seth moved out. And I was like, oh, what? That's crazy. which Seth had been talking about it over the past like 2 weeks. So I just didn't know that, you know, today was the day. So, then, I get a call from Hex and he's like, yo, yeah, did you hear Seth moved out? And I was like, yeah. He said, all right, move your stuff up there. I was, and at, in my mind, I'm like, holy shit, I'm about to get a room. So I just start moving my stuff up there. This is the, during the time where Nick has been sleeping for like 20 hours because he's sick and he's also been streaming for like 10 hours or 16 hours at a time.
Yeah.
So you were asleep. I didn't even think about telling you.
Yeah.
Because I was just,
well, I don't think excited. Anyone did.
Yeah. So I was just excited.
Because no one, no one else like cared that like, yeah. It was just in no one's head, which I get.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, since I've been in the house, it's always been if a room's opened up or if since I've been in the house, it's just like Big Timer gets the master bedroom. He's been an optic for 5 years.
Yeah.
Fucking, of course he gets that. You know, Skump's the next biggest thing on optic, but he's in and out. But at the same time, it's kind of like if he wants it, he gets it because yeah. That's just what it is. Yeah, same with Crim Six when he was here. Then after them, it's like Embos has been in not second longest. Embos has been in like the next longest.
Well, Mike actually got it before Bose. And I asked, it's because he was on a million cans of soda.
Oh, really?
Out the world, yeah.
But anyway, it's pretty much like a ranking kind of thing in optic. It's pretty much just like how long you've been in optic, even though, but then there's like Pomage, which is like a little,
an exception.
Cause he has like two, yeah. He has like 2 million subs. So it's like, we get it. You're a big deal. You can take the big room. So then there's like me who shared a bedroom for a year and a half when I first moved in and then come to this house and I share a bathroom with Messy Pomage. But it's not even besides that, I share a bathroom, which doesn't lock. And so I have to hear that sliding bathroom door every single day of my life. And I can't stand it. So if I lock my door, even if I don't have my door locked, people come in that bathroom anyway, just because they're so used to it. So I literally go crazy when I hear that thing sliding open. Besides that, when Pomage wakes up, or not even when he wakes up, just any time of the day, I get to hear him piss, shit. I get to hear him come there in the morning and just go spit in the sink. I get to hear it all. So I just can't. My bedroom window is where the sun rises and where the sun falls. So the sun just beams. If my curtains are open, the sun beams on my forehead. If I'm laying in my bed, which is annoying. But anyways, besides the point being, I hate that goddamn room. And so when Seth has moved out before and it was like, oh shit, who wants that room? And like,
that was a theater room.
No, it happened like last time he moved out.
In 6050?
Or not really moved out, but the last time he like visited.
What? Here?
Yeah.
No,
when he was up, he's like,
oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Like
okay,
the okay. Last time of the talks of him moving out last out, yeah. Time was when he was upstairs, and it was like Embos doesn't want it because why would he? He has his room, yeah. He has his own bathroom. That's really all you need. Mike didn't want it because same thing. He has his own room, has his own bathroom. Pomage, his room's huge. He has a couch, TV, all that. Yeah. He's not gonna move out. So it's like, oh shit, I could get it, but Seth never moved out, so it just never happened. And now, so when Seth finally moves out, and I'm just asleep the whole time, and I wake up to, I wake up to literally everyone chilling in Titch's new room. I'm just like,
the worst part about it is, I was like, "Yo, did you hear the news?" Like, I went up to Nick, like happy. I was like, "Yo, did you hear the news?" Like it was kind of crazy. Like Seth moved out, and like I'm like, I get a room now.
Yeah.
And, like I was like, "Dude, we're gonna be like." Neighbors,
yeah,
and then you were like, yeah, right, that's my room. And then it was like, I was like, wait a second,
yeah, it was like in my mind, I'm just like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
and everyone else is just like, wait, what do you mean? Like, come on, Hitch needs, like, give Hitch a room, and I'm like, you don't understand what's going through my mind in this room over here. every single day I have to, and then like everything is just going through my head that I hate about that room and what I would like in the other room. And then
so like your mindset was you wanted to move into that room and then I would move into your room.
Yeah.
But in reality,
if that's what you wanted,
in reality, I would not have moved into your room.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't have.
Because there's no way I'm sharing a bathroom with Pamash.
Yeah. But point being is like, as far as the lack of better word, rankings, not like rankings, but just like from the point of joining Optic, it's like, it's if I wanted that room, or if Embos wanted that room, or if Pamash, like if Pamash or Embos or Flamesword wanted that room, I'd be like, okay, if you want it to
get. Do you think people looked over you?
Yeah.
Because it was you.
Kind of, yeah. But at the same time, I don't think people were thinking about it like that.
Yeah, it didn't even, to be honest, it didn't even cross my mind. It didn't even cross anybody's mind. I don't think so either.
Like, I think it was assumed that I was just like, oh, I didn't really care.
Room, yeah.
Seth moved out.
Yeah.
And like nothing else was thought
of.
But then
I had my PC in there and you were like, that's my room. And then I was like, no.
Yeah. It's not but, your room. Yeah. And then I wake up and just see your stuff already in there.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm just like, really?
And so he goes straight to sleep and calls me a snake. But there was a part where I was genuinely saying that I would box you for the room. Smooth competition.
Yeah.
I would.
You wouldn't want that.
I would box you. I would go down swinging. I promise you.
I'm sure. I don't doubt you would have. But.
But what?
If the winner got the room.
I would just box you for the room. I never said the winner got it. I'm just boxing you, and then I get
just
the room.
To show how much you. Just to show how much you wanted it.
Yes. No. I would. I don't know. I wanted that room really bad.
No. I. Yeah. No. I know you do. As did I, but I don't, the only reason I'm like, I guess over it.
Yeah.
It's just cause I know it wasn't like going through people's minds that, oh, it's just Maniac.
Yeah.
Like who really cares if he wants it? Like, I know like people aren't sitting there thinking that no one really cared. Yeah, no, not no one really cared. No one was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
No one was thinking Maniac might want to move in there.
Yeah, literally, because everyone was kind of, I mean, the biggest part of it all is that Seth's no longer here. That's what everyone was talking about.
So then it's like when I come out of my room at 7 p.m. and see everyone just chilling.
In my room.
In your room. I almost felt like an ass just like trying to take what.
I was so happy.
Kind of, yeah. What you were so happy about and like what Hex called and like said you could have.
Yeah.
Then I was just like, okay, I accept it. I don't respect it.
So I live upstairs now. Nick and I are roommates, room neighbors.
Neighbors.
Room neighbors.
We're neighbors.
And Nick could not be happier about it. So that's pretty much where that ends.
That's where that leaves us.
But yeah, so the eat the banana hat was my token of thanks to allowing me to have the room. So
sure.
Thank you, man.
You didn't already have this ordered or anything.
It didn't come in today. I've ordered, you know how that shirt, actually, you know, Pamash got us all those shirts.
Yeah, Pamash was like, yo, do you know where the astronaut sweater is? I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, I'm going to need that. He was like, I specifically ordered that just for me. I was like, that sucks.
Because
that was my favorite. if he wants it, he can get it, obviously. But
I actually like those so much. Because there's the Team Summertime one that he ordered.
I would like this if it had a hood better.
Oh, for real? I don't really like crew necks. I'm kind of getting over hoodies.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like crew necks.
We should... us talking about styles, like us talking about relationships. People are like, we can't really... You guys are always talking about how single you are. And then you're also wearing frameless lenses with Eat the Banana like hats on, so... what am I going to care about your sense of style? But anyway, I liked it so much because we have like, I have the one that's like the Dixie cup logo or like symbol. It's like the, and people really like that one. And I really like wearing it. And then there's like a Team Summertime one too. And I really liked them. And I like how they feel too. So I ordered like four more. And then I ordered, they also make joggers too. The people who make those. Yeah, they make joggers. So I ordered like pretty cool joggers. And I ordered them like a week and a half ago. And they're still not here. So.
Yeah, these are nice.
Yeah, I wonder if they got
And they're
robbed.
Different. They are definitely different. Your style.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I know. I just wanted to hear what you thought.
It's just your style. I don't know.
I don't know. My style, I have like two different styles. I have like same. The weird like, I have the definitely colorful flamboyant style.
Yep.
And then I have like the always dressing in black and like gray style, which was like my original when I came to the house. It was like a black and gray.
Really?
Yeah, because remember we went to like,
I guess it's true,
we went to Nordstrom that one time when we had only known each other for like two months, and you were like, yo, let's go to Nordstrom, and I was like, okay, I'll walk around.
I was thinking Target.
And there was like a get three shirts for $15, and you were like, that is your style, and it was like a gray.
Because
that was like what he used to wear. And then I don't know how this,
it's
like
that
weird,
weird.
That or weird, like that kind of shoe.
Yeah, I don't know what my style is. I have like,
I think you're still looking for it.
I think I know what I want, but I'm not, I don't fit the image yet. I need to get more famous, and I need to get better looking, and then I can pull it off.
Don't we all need to get one of two of those things?
Yeah,
definitely better looking for me. If you could get more famous but stay the same looking wise, or get the same amount of famous but get better looking, which one are you choosing?
Damn,
I'm getting better looking. I've got to. Because if I get better looking, then I can get tattoos. Win-win.
That's true.
But if you get more famous, but I still look like this, I can't get
any tattoos.
I feel
like I just have... I have so much potential. But I'm just fucking choking.
You just look in the mirror and you're like, there's something there.
There's something. I can feel it. Like, if I went to the gym, like, steady... And if I like, dude, just I kept, feel. If I got a haircut every 2 weeks, like,
dude, we were killing it.
And
then you
fell off.
You fell off. Nah, it's like, I'm still, but the thing is like, we made 2017 the year of skinny sexy. But at the end of the day, currently right now in my life.
Oh, I'm starting Monday.
Currently right now in my life, I'm more skinny sexy than I was on December 30th of 2016. Yeah. So it's still, I'm still have progress.
Yeah.
But at what point are you
definitely
making
it? Still progress. I got to start again on Monday.
Yeah.
100%.
I got the, I got my own membership, so I won't have to be a guest every time.
You got your own membership, haven't gone since.
Haven't gone for a year, yeah.
Wait, didn't you just go like one day?
What do you mean?
Like, didn't you go the other morning with?
Yeah. With Mike and PJ?
Just once.
Yeah, I just went once. And PJ is Mike's guest. So I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
So that's where I just went ahead. And I was going to ask you if you wanted to go, but you were ending your 16-hour H1Z1
hell
stream.
No. I remember Mike asked me, it was like midnight, and it was like, yo, you going to be up all night? And I'm like, yeah, probably. Just 100% knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be. And then he was like, all right, you going to want to roll to the gym with us at like 8 something in the morning? I'm like, actually, yeah, maybe. But by the time that actually comes around and I'm just completely exhausted from just talking and reacting and raging and screaming for 8 hours, I'm just, when he asked me in the morning, I'm like, there's no way I could go.
You can't do it. But we can talk about that. Your week of becoming a top 15 H1Z1 streamer.
Yeah.
You have consistent viewers.
Yeah.
it's always around 5 to 800.
Yeah,
which is pretty, more than you were getting,
especially on H1. I would not think that.
But it's because.
But it's also definitely more entertaining.
Yeah, and it's because you've gotten so good.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten a lot better.
Because for a while, watching you play like Modern Warfare Remastered, and you're just grinding, streaming it for like whatever.
But when I stream that, I'm playing with like Miami friends who I'm like talking to.
Yeah,
and it's like I can't talk to them and talk to viewers. And
And it's like for Search and Destroy, where you're playing a tournament and you only get viewers if you're three rounds deep into the tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, even by then, you're playing Modern Warfare Remastered, so you're walking 3 feet as soon as you spawn in, and then pre-aiming for a minute and a half, so there's no entertainment value.
Yeah.
So for H1Z1, it's like constant, and then obviously...
So much rage.
Yeah, your rages are hilarious, but then at the same time, you also, like, fuck shit up at some points. So it's yeah, I mean, I catch myself watching it sometimes, like, whenever I was editing one of the smooths, or I was doing something with Vision, actually, and I was just like, I might as well turn on a stream, and I saw you were streaming at 6 a.m. while I was up too, and I just caught myself watching it, and then I just had it on until like 8:30, and then at 8, Blake texted me, and was like, yo, I've been watching Nick stream for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah, so Blake
been watching it too. I called him in my stream once.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Is that your new thing, or are you kind of getting over it?
It's not my new thing, because I can't, I don't know what it is with me. But I can't, like, just play something a few hours every night and, like, not feel, like, so passionate about, like, getting better and, like, doing good. Like, the other night when I couldn't win a game, like, I was not getting off until I won a game.
Right.
But I never won a game. So I'm just playing. I just played for, like, 16 hours straight and... It was just like I like couldn't deal with it. It's literally an addiction.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was rest so I could feel rested for my next stream.
That's crazy.
Because it was like so it's just it's just so addicting.
Yeah. It is literally what everyone is playing right now.
Yeah.
Call of Duty pros, Halo pros, those are the two communities I'm closest with right now. After they get done scrimming every night, everyone is playing H1.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's crazy.
And it's such a, it's still an alpha. It's such a fluky game.
Like after this podcast.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
No, you have to edit this, so you can't. But.
There's no editing this. It's literally just one straight take.
But yeah, so, I mean, I've been playing it a little as well. But it's I haven't played a game for the purpose. Like, I haven't played a game unless it was to stream. Actually, I only play games to stream over the past like year and a half, except for H1. H1, I will literally just get on and play. Yeah. Well, I did that in Modern for the Modern for 2 scrims.
Yeah, I can't really say that because sometimes I don't like streaming just so I can focus.
Yeah.
Like, I don't play a game just to play a game. I play a game because I'm like addicted to it and want to like get better or just find it competitive. Like that
GTA.
Was just, yeah. But even GTA, it's like you never saw me playing that.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It was a couple day thing.
Yeah,
kind of just for videos, but purposes. Obviously it was fun.
Yeah,
but it's just not the same as this addicting feeling of just genuine like passion, trying to win and just getting. I've never raged. I haven't raged like this since I was probably like 14, 15 years old. Like, I have on H1 for a game. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Because, well, the feeling, I mean, I feel the same way. I'm a big rager, like a really big rager. Like, if something goes wrong, I just can't help but, like, I just freak out. And in H1, when you spawn in late and you drop down and you find one pistol and not even a helmet, and then you turn the corner and there's a guy with a shotgun, and then you went through that entire pre-lobby, the entire waiting, the parachuting down, the looking around, you get shottied, that nothing makes me want to punch a wall more than that.
Yeah.
I just want to Ola the wall.
That's like how I ended my long, long stream, was just going through like 10 games straight of that, and it just got me like so turned off of the game. Yeah. I haven't played in like 2 days.
That's the kind of like, I don't really love fives because there's no ranking system. And
yeah, you know, that's why I don't, people are always like, do it with Hitch, do it with TJ. And I'm like, trust me, I enjoy doing with them, but I can't right now.
Yeah. Cause that's not the competitive part. Yeah. I mean, if I'm sure they will eventually add a ranking system in like duos and fives, and that'll be fun to play cause people will be trying. But whenever you spawn in fives, you spawn in as a team and then you can go somewhere and then you kind of get set up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of refreshing, like playing that. But then when you play solos and just everyone is just,
yeah, especially
crazy
playing on stream to off stream is such a difference. Right. I don't know if you've noticed, but TJ's definitely done it, and it's such a huge difference of how much easier it is off stream.
Right.
It's so much easier.
Yeah, I don't know if I play it sometimes off stream, but I don't really like.
So much easier to kill people. Your shots count more. Because our internet's not that good.
No.
For 2017.
Yeah.
For 2017, Optic Gaming house internet, it is not good.
Business.
It's work. Very average.
We have, well, okay, we have 50 up, 10 down, right?
Mine's 100 up. Me and Mike share 100 or 100 down, 20 up.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. So you have down, 50 down.
So I have 50 down, 10 up. That's what I have.
Which is not,
let's
which is like minimum.
Let's talk about Envy's internet.
Yeah.
Envy's team, Envy's, they have a complex. And Tasma was telling me that they have 1,000 down, 1,000 up.
Yeah. Just stupid.
My mind can't comprehend what that's like. I have no idea. I have no clue what that would be like. It's like a different realm of internet.
Yeah.
Like when you click a video, like when you click upload on a video, it's already uploaded. Like that makes, I don't understand it. So when we're here and then you get here and I'm just like, why don't we have that? And it's just not available here.
Yeah.
We have the best of what we can get.
Really?
Yeah, that's the best. It's all we can get.
Yeah, I was surprised because I was lagging, and I was like, I was just so annoyed because I couldn't even stream. That's how bad it was.
Right.
And it wasn't bad, but it's just like not for 2017 games like H1Z1 and streaming. It's not good.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the hell? So I tried Seth's internet, and I realized Seth, because I was like, he's, you know, he can afford anything.
Right.
So I was like, he's got to have the best of whatever's around here. And he has the same exact thing me and Mike have. I'm just like, is that really like the best you can get around here?
Yeah. It's literally top. That's all we can get. The downstairs internet is just, it's just horrible. Yeah. It takes like visions in the podcast. They take like hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours.
Yeah. That's what's really annoying.
Yeah. The uploading part, because you work so hard on a video and then you have to wait forever for it to get uploaded.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, that is literally just how it is. But
what else has happened around here? It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks, man. What did you learn from Atlanta? We kind of touched on Atlanta.
What did I learn from Atlanta?
After Atlanta, wait, where did I go after Atlanta? Vegas. I went to Vegas for 2 days, gambled, and then the CS team lost, and then I came back from Tarek's birthday party. Dude, have you ever gone out in Vegas? Like, gone out? Like, not just stayed in the hotel casino?
Have I? I had to have. There's no way I was in the casino every night.
Because I had never gone to like the strip or whatever. And then Tarek really wanted to go to the strip. So we
like walked, the famous,
like the Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. And, yeah. No, I don't think so.
So we,
I've never been there at least.
We walked around and it was just crazy. Like all the people, there's people dressed up. It looked like a James Bond movie. Like people like,
I wish I did that.
Guys dressed up in really tight fitted tuxes and girls.
Is like, it kind of like Hollywood?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Hollywood.
Wait, what? You've never been to Hollywood?
No.
What?
I've seen the Hollywood.
How many times
sign
have you been to, like,
to Cali?
Yeah.
Like 5 times a year.
And you've never been to Hollywood? That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. What do you do in Hollywood? What is there to do?
I mean, it's probably just like Vegas.
Like a tourist.
I mean, like, Hollywood seems cool. Like, I remember the first time I went to Hollywood was, I think, in H2A a couple years ago. Right. And I just remember being in Hollywood. We're outside of a club that we're, like, VIP guests in because it's, like, a Halo kind of thing.
Right.
And I just felt like the man because it's, like, nighttime. All the lights are shining. And it was dope. But, like, I've been to Hollywood probably, like, 15 times since. What? And it's just, like... Every time I'm in Cali, I go to Hollywood.
Are you serious?
Go to Hollywood, go to LA. But it's like now it's like not even cool. Like during the day, it's Hollywood's pretty trash actually.
For real?
Yeah, there's like just dirty, stinky.
Huh.
But
that's interesting.
But yeah. I mean, it's definitely an experience.
Yeah, I mean, I eventually want to go. I haven't been to Cali.
Believe like you haven't been to the where the stars are that you can walk.
No.
Like the side.
Wow, wow. I literally forgot that was in Hollywood. Wow. Yeah. I need to go there. Yeah. Actually, I had no interest in going.
It's cool for like the first.
Yeah. You kind of
few times
have to experience. Kind
yeah.
Of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I had no interest in going. I was just listening to you and nodding my head until you said the stars. Yeah. I was like, shit, I have to go now.
Yeah.
Cause of the
stars. Definitely something you got to experience once.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely will go. But, so Tarek wanted to, you know, go downtown or go to the strip and go eat and go to clubs. And I was just walking around. I was like, man, this is so, I feel so out of place. And there's like the Omnia. Have you ever heard of the Omnia? It's like, apparently it's like
sounds
world
familiar.
Famous. It's like a nightclub there. And the line for, he was like, we're going to go here to the Omnia. I think, is it the Omni or the, no, the Omni is a hotel. It's the yeah. Omnia. And so he was like, we're going to go here. And I looked at the line. I was like, there's no way we're getting into that. And so I was like, dude, I'm super tired. I'm sorry. Happy birthday. I have to go to bed.
Wait, did he go?
Yeah. So he, and I looked at his Snapchat and the next morning, and I'm so glad I didn't go because at like 5 a.m. he was still snapping with his friends and his friends were there and he was like snapping like the Omnia and like he went to like different clubs and there was people like dancing. You know those like dancers that... there's like, they're like hanging by two ropes.
Yeah.
They were doing that, those kind of dances. And I was just like, what the hell did you guys get into? And, I just didn't know. I don't know. I've gone to clubs and I've gone to bars, but I don't think I've ever been to a poppin' one.
Really?
Like, I've never been to like a world famous, what rappers rap about in songs. You know, I've never been to anything.
I can't
like that.
Say that this club in Atlanta was like that. Because it wasn't like people hanging like shit like that. But when I think about what club a rapper would go to, this club in Atlanta, I forget what it was called. But me, ABG, Zoe, Kieran, Bombwhore, Saray.
What a crew.
Who else was with us? Might have been like one or two more. But it was like me, Brad, and then like seven girls.
Right.
So we get in there easy because it's seven girls.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's what us eight guys trying to get in a club around here. But we walk in, our Uber driver just took us there because we didn't know where to go, but we stand in line for probably like 20 minutes. We walk in and we just walk through like one little section, which is indoors. Then it goes outdoors and it's just like, it's just like this nice ass lounge, huge outdoor area, so many people, music playing, and then you walk through that into another building, and it's just, I think, what was it, some European, Shane?
Shane, yeah, Shane.
Yeah, I think you said something about like he tweeted, was that you said that?
Yeah, he said you two were the only
Yeah, apparently
white
he tweeted that me and him were literally the only white people in there. And that is not an exaggeration. Like, I don't remember. It was literally me and him were the only white people in there. And that means it's a good club.
Exactly.
Especially in Atlanta. Like, those are the clubs I'm trying to go to.
Same.
And it was packed. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
I had people coming up to me like, yo, who are those girls you with? And I was like, they're just friends.
You trying to wing them?
No, not really. He was
not your girlfriend.
They were like, who are those girls with? I'm like, they're just friends. And he was like, which one's yours? I was like, none of them, man. He was like, so I can just holler at whoever? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, cool. I was like, He was like, my mans. Except he didn't say my mans.
Oh, man. That I know you were beaming after yeah. that. You're like, oh.
I was like, yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog. Okay.
Yeah, I used to go fun. Out. Whenever I went out in Greensboro when I was in college, there was – I was one of like two white people on my hall, and it was the most fun I've ever had. And whenever we went out, that's what we would always go to clubs that, you know, all their friends told them about. And so I was very, and then we would visit like other, like the A&T school, like right down the road. And it was just like, I got used to it. I got used to being the only white person walking around. And it was just, I don't know. I feel like that's, I honestly, yeah, we worked before we got into Optic. And yeah, we like rap or whatever. But I think that is why we get along so well. Is because you said when you went to high school, you only had like, or you had like majority of
it. Yeah. My only friends in high school were black really. Yeah.
I think that's the majority, or that's like the big reason why we get along so well.
Yeah.
Because we know what it's like.
Yeah, word.
Word, dog.
Oh, man.
But yeah. So hopefully we can continue this.
Yeah.
The new setup.
All right. It's been coming out every Sunday, right?
Yeah, every.
And this is Saturday. It'll come out tomorrow, Sunday.
Tomorrow, Mike or Hex makes his video on Seth leaving. I make my video on Seth leaving. This comes out, so it all works out perfectly. Yeah. Aaron Create is here, moving into the CS house.
Then it's back on track.
Then everybody, yeah, it works out perfectly.
There's no excuse.
No.
Now you're going to Vegas excuse. Next week, so we're gonna have to.
We're going to Vegas next week. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm like. We'll see. I usually don't buy my plane ticket till
literally like, everyone in BTH. Well, except for not everyone. The Halo, well, the core.
Yeah,
I don't. That might piss. Other, nah. Okay, but yeah, we. I don't know. You.
Damn.
I just know if you don't go, you're gonna have FOMO. FOMO.
I'm gonna regret it.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
But that's gonna do it.
Yep.
Another interesting podcast. We got over our beef. We're cool again.
Yeah, no beef.
No beef.
No beef here.
You're lucky we didn't have to box.
I've been waiting to box someone in Optic.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, do we have any outro music?
Damn it. I forgot my line.